Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Rocket Science,
Universal Anomalies Explained by High Schoolers.
I'm Isabella Davis.
And I'm Addie Kessler.
Today we're going to talk about the relationship between mathematics and music.
You may think you don't like math, or you may think you don't like music.
But put your judgments aside and listen as we explain how they are connected.
Because math and music is such a broad topic, we are going to narrow it down to sound vibrations and the psychological link between math and music.
Take a guitar. When you pluck the strings, vibrations with different frequencies are produced.
The thickness, density, length, and tension of these strings are what influence these frequencies.
For example, a shorter string will have a higher frequency.
We perceive these frequencies as different pitches.
The frequencies that we can hear range from 20 hertz to about 20,000 hertz.
If you think of the guitar string as a wavelength, and we know that there is an inverse relationship between wavelength and frequency,
we can conclude that with a longer string, the wavelength will be higher and will produce a lower pitch, and vice versa.
A musical instrument, like a guitar, has many different pitches.
We can use a musical interval to decide which pitches to play.
Starting with an octave, which can be defined as a series of 8 notes occupying the interval between, and including 2 notes, we can half the wavelength and thereby double the frequency.
So if doubling a frequency gives us an octave, would quadrupling it give us 2 octaves?
Yes, exactly. When we multiply a frequency by a different integer, we can create different intervals.
For example, multiplying a frequency by 3 will give us an octave and a fifth.
We are now on our way to creating a harmonic series, a set of musical intervals created by multiplying a frequency by whole numbers.
This is how many musicians go about creating new music.
Now that we know music relies greatly on mathematical concepts, we can look further into how knowledge about music can improve our math skills and vice versa.
It has not been proved, but many studies show that there is a strong correlation between knowing how to play a musical instrument and increased standardized test scores and grades.
This could be caused by the fact that both these activities require similar cognitive processing, such as problem solving and analyzing detail.
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us.
And our ending fun fact of the day is, your heartbeat changes to mimic the music you are listening to.